time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome back, everybody. Today's been an interesting day on the show. I've learned about some places I've never been before. And also, I just learned about a plant that I've never grown. One of the callers earlier guessed our mystery photograph as being coral root. And I've never grown it. Spotted coral root or coral root. It's Coloriza is the genus, and it is a very interesting wildflower that I'm going to have to try to figure out if I can grow around these parts. It's a saprophytic plant. It doesn't produce chlorophyll, and its flower does resemble the bear's breeches, the acanthus to a degree, different color, but it's in the orchid family. And it grows on dead material, you know, saprophytic means. But it does another interesting thing. It is closely associated with mycorrhizae, mycorrhizal fungus. It's underground stems. It doesn't have roots. It has underground stems, and it mixes and entwines with mycorrhizae and grows as a wildflower that way. Really pretty little plant. Interesting. I'll have to try it out. And I'll have to get to the phone lines. We've had people waiting here too long. Next up is, Daryl, our snake expert. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how are you, Howard?
Doing well.
I am on my way to Canton to buy a couple of trees.
All right.
It's a buddy of mine that lives out in East Texas, and he grows and sells these. It's a very fast-growing edible flower tree called Empress.
Okay.
I don't know what the species name is. I'll know it in a minute. I'll know it in a half hour when I get there. But he said it once, and it went in and one ear and out the other.
Well, it's the Empress tree, or the Royal Polonia is what it is. It's a fast-growing tree. It's a little invasive, so be careful about it. It's not highly recommended.
Because it's invasive?
Yeah.
So don't get it too close to the house, for instance?
No, it's just invasive by producing a tremendous number of seed and popping up here and there. I have never seen it be that invasive around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got some in Lakewood where I live, and there's a big one in a front yard that's not too far from me on Mockingbird Lane. And there are some small ones that are coming up in the properties around that one. But that's really about the only time I've seen it spread so much. So just like Chinese pistachios, as invasive as it can be, too, and a lot of people like it and still recommend it, just to understand that's one of the issues. It is very fast-growing, has dramatically pretty pinkish-white flowers in the spring, great big huge leaves. And interesting kind of smooth greenish bark.
Okay.
All right.
I also heard it's really lightweight. The wood is.
The wood is very lightweight. It's really strange. Yeah. I was looking at doing some art with some of the wood, and I talked to a fellow who was growing it and selling it, and he had some dry pieces in the in his booth at one of the shows. I think it was a Mother Earth fair. Where I saw it, and I got to talking to him about it, and it becomes very hard and hard to work, so it wouldn't have been a good one for me to try to do any wood sculpture with.
I see.
All right, well, good luck with it. Let me know what you think.
One more thing, though. The hemp company, the seedling company that I'm working with, you remember how you came to the Texas Hemp Convention and were a little disappointed that the organic methods didn't get much traction there?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to report that the tide is turning.
Good, good.
In fact, the company I work with just now got their organic certification.
That's good news. I'm glad to hear that.
So we did a hemp convention. It was called the American Hemp Farmers Expo. It was incredibly well attended, but there was no exhibit hall. The whole thing was done online.
Yeah, yeah, that's really changed I had some speaking engagements canceled, some pretty big events. So it has affected everybody one way or another. Well, keep me posted on that. I'm glad to hear they're getting into organics. They should be, and just like every grower should be.
Indeed.
Thanks, Darryl.
All right. Great talking to you, Howard. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. I'm, by the way, I hope he's still listening. I'm doing, as I said in the first hour, I'm doing a trilogy of Dallas Morning News columns about critters that I have a hard time convincing people that are beneficial. The first one was on wasps. The second one that I'm writing right now that I'll turn in tomorrow, in fact, late as usual, getting it in, will be on spiders. And the third one will be on snakes. Darryl, if you're listening there, I may need to hit you up to get some photographs. I'm going to show photographs of the most common, non-venomous snakes that we have in the North Texas area. And I don't necessarily have good shots of all of them. And then showing some of the dangerous ones as well and giving a little advice. So may hit you up for some photographs, and we'll give you a little plug in the column if we can work that out. Let's see who's next up. Gary, I believe, in Fort Worth. Hello, Gary.
Hello. What I've got is I've got a possum problem.
Okay.
What kind of bait could I put in my live traps and take them off somewhere?
What are they doing? That's a problem for you. There's a reason I'm asking that.
Big holes everywhere.
Are they really?
Yeah, digging in, and I guess getting worms, and maybe it's all that alfalfa I put out on my grass and all.
Well, maybe so. I've never seen that be a problem. Possums normally don't cause much of a problem, be too much of a pest, but if they're digging like that. What you can attract them with is just any kind of food. They are omnivorous. You know, they'll eat anything. So any kind of scraps from the kitchen and put it in the trap, if you have to go that route, will attract them and catch them very easily.
Now, I had a neighbor that passed away next a door down from me, and they're going to sell that house, but it'll be a while. And they had some, I guess I want to say, Easter lilies or something that came up in the flower bed, and it's got long green stems coming out of the ground, and I'd like to get some of them and transplant them for next year. Could I do that and save the bulbs, or would I want to put the bulbs in now?
Well, if they're Easter lilies, and I've got some coming up in my front yard right now, too, they're kind of late coming up. But the time to move them, any flowering plant, would be the time opposite the time of bloom. So waiting to do it in the fall would be a much better time than doing it any time soon.
Well, I don't know when they're going to sell the house.
Okay.
That's
well, you
problem.
Could go ahead and move them now if you do one thing, and that is dig a certain amount, maybe a 1 gallon size of soil along with the bulb. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost doing a ball and burlap kind of thing. Try to keep the soil around the bulb. Move it to the new location as quickly as you can, and that will give you the best odds of keeping it alive.
Well, she's been gone about a year, and they haven't sold the house because of, taxes and all that other stuff. I'm just wondering about if they don't sell it, maybe about October, move them.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
Okay. But only thing bad about putting that food in, I'm going to catch a lot of raccoons, too. I got raccoon problems.
I've never heard anybody report that's a problem. You know, one of the most common organic fertilizers that I recommend is the Texas Two-Step, the product that contains a lot of alfalfa in it, and we've never heard that be a problem. And I've had a lot of people use alfalfa meal and rabbit pellets and various things, so you're you're coming up with kind of a new deal that possums are really attracted to alfalfa. I had not heard that before either.
Well, I talked to you about a month ago. I'm the one that called you about the alfalfa and started buying that two-step.
Yeah.
I went out to a place and bought regular alfalfa pellets. I forgot the name of it, but right on the front of the green label, it shows horses, pigs, cows. It shows everything that this alfalfa stood for.
Oh, yeah. I love alfalfa. I've never heard it be a problem. I hate to hear that. It's attracting something that's a nuisance. I'm going to have to run. I hope that helps you, Gary.
All right. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah, that alfalfa product is called Good Natured Texas Two-Step. I'll be back right after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's go to Dallas and talk to Peggy. Peggy, I'm sorry you had to wait so long. What can I do for you?
Hi, Howard. I have a backyard that's been flooded a lot over the years.
Okay.
And so the topsoil, I get big cracks even when it rained just a few days before, you know, big running cracks in the clay soil. And I'm starting to not be able to grow grass in it. So I'm wondering how to replenish that soil or what I should, what would you suggest I do?
Well, it would be the same basic steps and products that we normally recommend. Let me ask you this, though. Is it still flooding and water standing on it for some period of time, from time to time?
From time to time. We've about got it solved. Sorry, a plane's going overhead. We've about got it solved, but every now and then the sump pump goes out, or every now and then something happens, but it's not near like it used to be.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, all of the organic tools that we talk about, the compost, organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal, all of those things, the hydrogen peroxide, all of the things that I talk about help to soften the soil, stimulate the life in the soil, and that's what, you know, turns a clay that's expanding and contracting badly into a more, it'll actually change the color and as well as the texture of the soil. Probably in your situation, what I'd recommend, if you've got the flooding under control now, which it sounds like you pretty much do, I would spray the whole place, drench it pretty well with hydrogen peroxide. In your case, it might be more cost effective to go to one of the swimming pool supply places, or some of the, like I said, some of the garden centers that I've been in lately have the real strong hydrogen peroxide in stock in the shelves. And if you buy
it, what percentage is real strong?
It's like 27 to 30%. The different brand names have a little bit different, but they tend to be just a little bit less than 30%. With those, you'd only mix about an ounce of it per gallon of water and spray it or drench it, you know, with big watering cans into the soil. You only do that one time, because what it does, it actually kills bacteria and microbes right at the surface at first, and then the way it oxygenates the soil, it starts the softening of the soil. It's called flocculation, and it starts it just almost immediately. If you did it over and over again, you'd kill the beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizae and various kinds of things. But using it one time, it sets everything in motion the right direction, and then you put on the compost, the organic fertilizers, the garret juice, the rock minerals, you know, all the things that I recommend for new bed preparation. You just broadcast it all across the entire area that you're trying to soften.
Do I need to do any tilling of this soil? Or
the liquid application of hydrogen peroxide does it for you. You can do mechanical aeration to speed up the process. You can even do it in lieu of the hydrogen peroxide. But the peroxide is probably the simplest and easiest way to go, maybe even the most cost-effective way to go.
That's great. And then I don't accidentally hit sprinkler heads.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of benefits to doing the hydrogen peroxide. You can buy it, 3% stuff, at the big stores. I just bought some myself the other day. They tend to be out in some of the stores because a lot of people have listened to me and are using it as a sanitizer. You know, using it to spray and kill germs in the house is a whole lot better way to go than using Clorox and the toxic sanitizers. But I found some. Where did I finally buy it? I found it at a Target store, I think, for about 95 cents a bottle. And I think you can usually get it, if you buy it by the case, at about 80 cents a bottle. So it's not expensive to go either route.
That's great. That's great. And then when I go to put grass down on these spots that have gotten so thin and pretty much just weedy, I need to remove everything that's green, right, before I put grass down?
Well, if you scrape the old stuff off, if you're going to put down solid sod or spot sod, it'd be better to scrape the old stuff off. If you're going to seed it with something, if you're going to go with a Bermuda, for example, I would just mow all the weeds and other things and seed.
That sounds easier.
Yeah, and just seed along with it and let anything that'll grow for a while. Don't catch your clippings. When you mow, leave all the clippings on the ground. Fertilize with organic fertilizer pretty aggressively, and the Bermuda will grow and crowd out all of the weeds. You won't even have to spray and kill them. You can if you want to with the vinegars and the fatty acid products and use the product that is called Agrilon crabgrass killer and speed up the demise of the weeds if you want to. But just getting them growing and fertilizing them and pushing them along will get rid of most of the weeds.
And right now is an okay time to do Bermuda seed once I get that started?
We're just about at the perfect time to do it. Yeah, we're getting to the temperature at night where it's really starting to get warm. So we're going to have warm soil as well as warm air, and that's the ideal time to plant the Bermuda seed.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, Howard.
I appreciate the call. I'll talk to you later. Let's take a break. I hear the birds coming in the window. Boy, the birds, I'm telling Bob Wester, I've seen more birds and heard more birds at our place this year than ever before. It's really been fun to see all of them and hear all of them. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's try to catch up here with some phone calls. Barbara next up, calling from Coppell, Texas. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Mark, good morning. Couple of questions. I went to a friend's house who gave me some lettuce that they had planted, and it was wonderful, and it lasted so long, and I want to grow lettuce. So what do you recommend, and when can I plant it?
Well, lettuce is a cool season crop. Barbara, it doesn't like the heat. We will be talking, you know, when we start getting into late summer, we'll be starting to talk about getting all kinds of greens and lettuces and broccoli and all that stuff going. The only greens that you can plant now going into the hot weather would be one Malabar spinach. It's not a true spinach, but it's a pretty tasty plant. It's a vining plant. And also Swiss chard you could plant and get away with having it in the heat. All the other greens and lettuces and things like that, we need to plan on them coming into production when it's cool or cold weather. In Zone 8 in Dallas-Fort Worth area, we can grow the cool season things pretty much all winter long, especially if we cover with floating row cover when we have some really dramatic changes in the weather, you know, drops in temperature.
Okay. And I have one other question. Mm-hmm. My house is like 5 feet from my neighbor's foundation, and I just heard her say she sprayed her foundation with bug spray. Well, I keep the pots and stuff on my patio, which is like 5 feet from her foundation. So what am I going to do? Do I need to not eat those things?
Well, you can detox your area if you think there's any problem. I would talk to her and explain to her you're trying to do organic stuff, and maybe she just doesn't know there's a better way to go. That'd be one of the first steps I'd take. Then if you think there is some contamination, you can use our soil detox program.
Okay.
It's on the website on dirtdoctor.com. It's basically the organic program with a beginning step of putting a fine, real fine textured carbon product out, activated carbon or a humate, biochar, any of those things, mixed in water and just sprayed and drenched in the area with it's a problem, and add a little orange oil, and then the organic products that you're already using will detox whatever she may have contaminated the place with.
So is there anything I can buy for her to gift to her that would not hurt us, that I could put on there?
What do you think she's trying to control?
I have no idea. My dog was outside on the grass, and that's when she said, be careful. I just sprayed bug spray around my foundation.
Okay, do this. Let's do this. Tell her about the show here, my website, dirtdoctor.com, and that the organic products that I recommend and techniques work actually better than any kind of dangerous toxic materials. And if she was trying to control fleas and ticks for her dogs, the beneficial nematodes that I recommend work better than any toxic chemical ever thought of.
It may be the water bugs, because I've noticed some of those big old, since we've had all the rain.
Yeah, roaches and things like that. Well, tell her about the product called Pure Grow. Pure Grow Bug Stomp, but also the beneficial nematodes and just the overall organic program helps with those. I think people are a lot more afraid of roaches and quote-unquote water bugs. That's what my mother called them, too. They're nothing but roaches. But they're actually fairly easy to control with any of the organic sprays. The orange oil and water smells wonderful and will kill them very effectively at 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Howard.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, maybe we can get her trained to the away from the dark side to use the organic approach. Sharon in Dallas, next up. Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Howard, my question is about my yellow squash, my summer squash. It's starting to mature, but the little squashes on the tip end are getting black rot. What's causing that?
Well, it can be one of two things. It can be a fungal disease. It can be bacterial probably too, but fungal diseases are more common. And if you think that may be the issue, or just as a precaution, you can spray one of the organic fungus controls. The most effective one and the best in this case might be to do cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal. Use a cup of whole ground cornmeal, put it in a 5 gallon bucket of water, let it soak for a few hours, strain the solids out, and spray the cornmeal juice. It works beautifully if it is a disease issue we're dealing with. The other thing it could be, and it's fairly common, is poor pollination.
Oh.
And what pollinates squash plants, along with a lot of other vegetable crops, is not honeybees as much as it is bumblebees, the big bees, and ones we talked about. We had a mystery photo a week or so ago that was one of the beneficial pollinators. The mason bee, the carpenter bees, and the hover flies, all of those things, if you see them around, they'll help with the pollination of the squash better than anything you can do. And all you can do to encourage them is use the organic program. Now, if you look on my site under mason bees on dirtdoctor.com, you can see some mason bee hives that Tony Maniseri made, and he made them out of cane, you know, the bamboo-looking cane that grows wild that you see around here and there. He took the stems, let them dry out, and then cut them and put them into this deal. In other words, they form little compartments because the mason bees, one of their other names is plug bug, and they like to go into a pipe or into a hose bib or something like that. And in this case, they go into these hollow canes to set up their nests.
Okay.
And you can actually encourage them to the garden by setting up some of those mason bee houses, and they're very, very easy to build. You can see them on the site in the library under mason bees.
Okay. I'll look that up. And the other thing, like, repeat again, it was 1 cup of cornmeal to 5 gallons of water.
Right.
Soak for an hour.
Hour, 2 hours, something like that. People argue about how long is the best time to do it, but I do it a couple of hours probably. Strain the solids out. Throw the solids on the soil around the plants, and then use the strained cornmeal juice in your sprayer to spray the plant foliage.
Okay.
And flowers.
I'll give it a try.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, that trombone sprayer, for those of you who haven't tried it yet, that's available, is just a terrific tool if you need to spray a fairly large area and you don't want to buy a big power sprayer. It's a really, really good way, a good effective way to go. It'll spray up to 15, 20 feet, something like that. Let's see. She must be talking to Elaine. Let me go to Larry next. Ogden, Utah. Hey, Larry.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Question that I had was about using the rabbit pellets for alfalfa.
Uh-huh.
I've used the regular alfalfa pellets, but I was reading on the rabbit pellet box that there's salt in the rabbit pellets. Is there not enough to bother anything?
Apparently not, because I know quite a few gardeners have used it with some pretty great success. A little bit of salt is actually pretty good fertilizer. There are people in agriculture that'll put out primarily sea salt, but a little bit of salt is not a bad thing. It can be very beneficial.
Okay, well, so, that answers my question.
Yeah, I don't think I'd worry about that at all. If it is at a level that it would be hard on the soil and the plants, it would probably be hard on the animals that they're feeding it to as well. So I don't think that the amount of salt will be a problem in that situation.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, alfalfa, one of my favorite organic fertilizers for sure, and products that have it as a major ingredient in it, if you read the labels like you should, is a good thing for you to look for. Here's Regina in Wills Point. Hi, Regina.
Hi.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I bought a tree from Boswell's Nursery, and it was a luring peach tree. It's about 4 or 5 feet tall. And when I went to plant, so I took it out of the pot, put it in the ground. Well, I want to leave a root flare, but these roots actually go more than horizontal. They're like pointed up. So I don't know how to plant that. I planted it, but you can't see any root flare because in order to cover the roots, I had to make it deeper. Mm,
interesting. Well, what we may have to do in that case, just plant it as high as you possibly can. Well, let me ask you this. If you cut off those roots that are growing up, which is really weird, would it leave any roots left below that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would take a few of them off, prune them off, and then set it as high as you can. And in your case, we may have to go back later on and go down, and after the roots have started to grow a little bit better and the flare starting to grow and expand out, expose the flare more dramatically later, but I would probably be pretty comfortable in pruning some of them away that are growing up.
Okay.
I guess they had it healed in or growing in the field so deep that the roots, you know, inverted and tried to grow up to some oxygen. Boy, that just happens so often. It's really a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Just do what you can now, and we'll do more later on, because you're right. If the flare is not exposed, the peach trees and all fruit trees are in stress, and that's where the insect and disease problems come from.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Talk to you later.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. It's Troy's turn.
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
hi, Howard. Troy. What's up?
Hello. Howard, I've got a question about a pesticide. Well, what I'm looking at is one of your old Dirt Doctor Ground Crew newsletters.
Okay.
Dated 98 of December. The pesticide is methyl bromide.
Methyl bromide is, yeah, not anything I recommended. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk when I come back. Hang on just a minute. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Hand sanitizer? Real-time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-time hand sanitizer plus skin conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got two Elaines holding. The first Elaine is calling from Milton, Delaware. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Howard. I've got a question about grafting. I transplanted a tree this morning, a young tree that I've had for years. It's not doing too well, and it has like this big knot at the bottom, and I know you're always saying about not planting too deep.
Right.
So it has a couple little shoots coming out of that area right above the knot. Do they usually graft, you know, like this? It's a Kwanzaa cherry. Do they usually graft them?
Yeah, it's probably grafted onto a root stock, and those shoots coming up are most likely the root stock, and you ought to just trim them away. And then I would take a little bit more soil off the base and, you know, make sure that you're down to the true flare. A lot of people think that the graft union, which is a swelling or sometimes a dog leg, a lot of people think that that's the level that the soil should be, and that's 6 or 8 inches above the flare usually. So you need to take some more soil off, and you'll probably have those shoots stop after you do that.
Yeah, well, one more question. I know you're late here. Do willow trees have a longevity? Because I have two very big trees. They're about 30 years old, and they're in completely different locations, and they're starting to – they don't look too good, you know.
Willow trees do have a short life, and there's only one tree that doesn't – have that situation that starts having problems because of age, and it's the ginkgo tree. It could technically, theoretically live forever if, you know, something dramatic didn't happen to it. But other trees have different expected lengths of life, and the willow tree probably is one of the shortest.
I see. I see. Well, thank you very much. I'll let somebody else get on.
Okay, Elaine. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, I just read that the other day about ginkgos. As much as I know about ginkgos, and I love ginkgos and have the giant one in my backyard, I didn't know that that was the case. And it's the case because it's the oldest ginkgo there is, and it was around when the dinosaurs are here, and it could theoretically live forever. Elaine, as a single plant, now there are clones, there are these big masses of birch trees, for example, they've been living for, you know, eons, and but they keep growing more and expanding, and they're not the original DNA of the original tree necessarily. Ginkgo would be the same genetics forever. Elaine in Grayford, Texas. Hi, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. There was a lady that just called a while ago asking about lettuce. A neighbor of hers had given her some, and
yeah,
you said that it is a cool weather. We have had great success. I think this is our fourth year of having lettuce from March until about November. And
really?
The variety, yeah.
What variety are you doing? That's a great tip.
It's Starfighter is the one that we've had the most luck with. We've had some other ones that say they're heat tolerant and they tend to bolt pretty quickly. So as
yeah,
a general rule, yeah, I agree that the hot weather's too much. But this stuff is, it's a green leaf lettuce.
Okay.
I'd say similar to romaine, but it's not as, I guess the core is not as thick. It's more leafy versus the core part that you get towards the center.
Yeah.
And it is not bitter at all. We do have to use the shade cloth in the summer. But other than that, it, you know, and it doesn't look happy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's 110 degrees outside.
Right.
But when you harvest it in the morning, it is just absolutely fantastic. And we, like I said, through March, from March until about November, and even beyond, it
Boy,
just performs wonderfully.
What a great tip. And it's called Star Fighter?
Yes, sir.
Like a jet fighter.
Like,
fighter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What
and
a great.
I get it from Johnny Seeds, and I've also seen it on another website. I don't remember which one it was. We did have a little bit of trouble having access to it with the COVID thing when it started because they were not selling. They were only selling to commercial operations versus small farms. But we got a new supply in of seeds, I want to say, about a month ago.
That's a great tip. The Baker Creek people might have that one or something similar as well. I need to talk to them anyway. I've been meaning to do that, so I will look into it. Thank you for a great tip.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Well,
alrighty,
that's perfect
bye.
Timing. Great tip to kind of end the show. Let me finish off with a couple of things. You can get more information about all this natural organic stuff that we talk about here on our website on dirtdoctor.com. All my books are available that you can buy there. The red button right at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, and it's DIRTDOCTOR. And my books are on specific subjects like trees, vegetable gardens, herbs, various kinds of things. And some of them are a compilation of several books. The big book called Texas Gardening the Natural Way is that way. And don't let the state Texas scare you off if you're in Maine or Florida or Missouri, because they're all good for you, coast to coast and border to border, even the food crops book, which is the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book. It covers fruit trees and edible landscaping and everything. And then the course, the 15-chapter course, you can sign up for right on the homepage. And remember that you can buy one course and then give one to somebody else, a friend, at no charge. All you have to do is tell us who it is, and we'll spread the word about this natural organic program, which we do because it just works better. Thanks for being with me, and I'll see you next week.